This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Now that NASA's fleet is grounded, Russia is the only country currently ferrying astronauts and cargo back and forth to the International Space Station. After a string of launch mishaps in recent months, some analysts are worrying about the reliability of Russia's space program. Others suspect an American conspiracy. From Moscow, Jessica Gallagher has the details.
The launch of the Phobos Grunt probe from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in November from the Kazakh steppe was meant to take Russia back to deep space after a decades-long absence. To the embarrassment of Roscosmos, Russia's space agency, the more than $163 million probe failed to leave Earth orbit on its intended trajectory toward a moon to Mars. Instead, the satellite spiraled aimlessly out of control before its batteries ran out, crashing into the Pacific Ocean earlier this month. The probe was carrying tons of toxic fuel. Some Russian experts blamed U.S. radar for interfering with the probe's onboard computer system, causing it to crash. Russian Vice Prime Minister Dmitry Rogozin says anything is possible. He says there is enough information presented by our specialists showing that our space stations often fail during the part of the flight invisible to and uncontrolled by Russia's space agency. The idea has a right to exist and will definitely be studied. Rogozin says he hopes it's not true, but if it is, certain conclusions will be drawn. U.S. radar, the former Soviet Union, is the only country that ferries cargo and astronauts to the International Space Station since NASA retired its aging fleet last year. Would Washington do something so sinister? Expert Sergei Pekterev addressed the issue on state-run television. He says it's not worth it. In order to make a satellite go down under artificial conditions, very complex work needs to be done. It's really hard to imagine that the U.S. has spent billions of dollars to hit some Phobos grunt. He says, I doubt it. Andrei Kortunov is an analyst with the New Eurasia Foundation. He addressed the accusations more directly.
In every country you will find a couple of freaks who would tell you that it is the international conspiracy which create all their problems. If the United States was in a position to shoot down a Russian satellite, they wouldn't need a strategic defense program to develop. It is something that doesn't exist. I mean, the capacity, if you decide all the political motivations or the lack of such motivations, but technically it's not doable. So those who are thinking in these terms are simply, crazies. They don't know what they're talking about.
It just so happens that those crazies, as Kortunov calls them, are connected with the country's space program. Experts who are advising officials as to why the satellite failed. Roscosmos also blamed the Phobos grunt failure on heavily charged particles from outer space. The agency's head, Vladimir Popovkin, says the particles interfered with the computer's memory. Popovkin also said the initial investigation found that foreign parts also played a role in the satellite's demise. Again, analyst Andrei Kortunov.
Russia should enhance its own capacity to produce the chips it needs, but at the same time, it's also clear that no country in the world can produce everything it needs. So we have to rely on each other. We have to trust each other. It's not easy for people who are used to the Cold War, but we live in a different world right now, and this is something that we should keep in mind.
So do analysts and experts think that Russia's space program is going downhill? Recent failures include last summer's loss of a cargo vessel bound for the International Space Station. The cargo failed to leave Earth orbit, crashing into Siberia, spilling toxic fumes into the Earth. Expert Pekterev says Russia doesn't have the financial support it used to, and therefore mishaps keep occurring. Here he is addressing the issue on state-run TV.
Времена СССР это решалось так, что у нас были так называемые корабли науки, Юрий Гагарин, Комаров и так далее, на которых...
He says during Soviet times, there was much more funding to support the country's space program. Now, there are no funds to support these expensive stations, which used to involve hundreds of scientists and crew. Even President Dmitry Medvedev has acknowledged that Russia's space program needs more funding and has promised an increase for the organization as part of his modernization effort. According to government figures, Roscosmos received more than $3 billion in 2011. That's nearly triple the amount it received in 2007. But apparently that money isn't enough. Roscosmos has revealed that the next manned launch using a Soyuz rocket to the ISS has been delayed due to technical problems. Kortunov with the New Eurasia Foundation says that, yes, Russia has experienced setbacks, but that shouldn't be too worrisome.
As far as the technology is concerned, there were some issues, but at the same time, this is probably the most reliable vehicle designed by man. You know, if you look at the number of launches and you compare the track record with that of shuttles, for example, you can say that with all the, you know, issues notwithstanding, this particular spacecraft seems to be reliable and seems to deliver what it is supposed to deliver.
In the end, Kortunov says the best way to guarantee the best space program is for international cooperation.
So probably one of the opportunities that we have is to make sure that we all work together.
For Word of Mouth, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
And coming up, a new look at an old monster, a reinterpretation of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, when Word of Mouth returns in just a moment.